created to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Ron's goal is to equip all listeners with the resources to always move forward in their journey. Welcome to today's episode of the Always Forward Leadership Podcast.
Hey, thank you for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Ron Kitchens. I really appreciate you being here today because today is really powerful. We have Kelly Roach joining us, and you're going to love this interview. Kelly and I talked about what it takes to succeed and coaching and leadership. But I know from my own standpoint, I have always had a management coach. I say always, at least the last 15 or 20 years, I believe in the power of coaching. I believe if I want to get better at golf, then I ought to get a golf coach. If I want to get better at leading, I need a leadership coach. Kelly Roach is one of those people who takes leaders to the next level. And I know you're going to enjoy this as much as I did sitting down with Kelly Roach. You know, I know about you, but, you know, our listeners don't. So tell us about who Kelly Roach is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a business growth strategist and a peak performance coach. And what that means is I work with business owners, entrepreneurs, and executive leaders within organizations to roadmap out the fastest, most efficient way to achieve their growth and profit goals. And so a lot of times that's going to come down to one of four things: sales, marketing, productivity, or leadership. You know, it's really about helping people simplify down into what is going to be the biggest bang for our buck that's going to bring the best ROI, you know, especially knowing that they're in the state we live in today, extreme overwhelm is everywhere. And so I find my job to be, in many instances, helping people to simplify so that they can focus, and helping them to focus so that they can get results.
You said it so much better than me. I would have used 100 metaphors and wandered around. So I was talking with a friend this morning and said I was going to get to spend some time with you. And he had read your stuff and knew who you were and said, oh, I'm so envious. I feel like I'm stuck all the time. And it isn't that I don't know where to go. I just have too many destinations that I can pick from. Mm-hmm. And I'm having trouble deciding which one to go to when I know they're all winners, but which one's the jackpot? He said, I just can't see it some days. Are you seeing that a lot on the kind of performance coaching side?
Yeah, I mean, I would say what I see more of is people having their hands in, you know, 35 different projects and 10 different initiatives and 35 different ways that they're going about trying to achieve results. And their energy is so diluted that they're not able to really make substantial progress in any one of them because they're running actually in five different directions at the same time, which it sounds like that's kind of what your friend is experiencing. It's like he's going in so many different directions that he's not really making logical, sustained progress in any one of them because he's not going all in from a focus standpoint. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't have hobbies and interests and different projects within your business. But most of the time, I always go back to the 80-20 rule. 80% of what we're doing is wasted anyway. And it's all about finding the 20% that's actually going to generate you results and narrowing your focus and your schedule down to that so it's manageable, and also so that you have the energy to perform. You know, performance at its simplest form comes down to energy, right? It's the energy to make sharp decisions. It's the energy to focus on doing the hard but important work. And it's the energy to persevere through the obstacles and challenges to get to the end result that you're going for.
So go deeper on this idea of energy. That's something that I absolutely believe in. I've become a cliche of myself in that my assistants only end up being my assistants for a year, year and a half, 2 years, because they become masters of something else in the business that gives them more opportunities and they go to do that for us. And so I'm constantly developing new team members. And one of the things that, you know, I have to coach on is your job isn't to be a gatekeeper. Your job isn't to get me coffee. Your job is to help me manage my energy. If we can manage energy, then I'm going to be able to be more successful, and we're as a team going to be successful together. Talk to me more about this idea of managing energy. you know, when I think of that, I think of both physical and mental. Does it go deeper and bigger than that?
Well, yeah, it's spiritual, it's mental, it's physical. It's really the fact that ultimately everything on your outside is determined by what's going on the inside. And so, you know, so many times we want to point to this or that as being the reason why we are where we are or we aren't where we want to be. And we're looking outside of us. When in reality, it's usually inside. And I believe that energy is the controller of everything, mental, physical, and so forth. And, you know, I always give the example, and I'm sure everyone listening has had this experience. I always give the example. You can have two people, and I've had this experience in my management of hundreds of people. You know, you can have two people sitting literally right next to one another that do the exact same activity for the exact period of time. One person walks away with these unbelievable results. They're excited. They're jumping up and down, they're motivated, they're pumped up, and the other person is just low energy, they get no results, they're disappointed, they're frustrated, and it's everyone else's, you know, problem but theirs, right? And it's like you look at these two people, and what is the difference between the result that they're getting on the exterior? Well, the difference of what they're getting on the exterior is just a reflection of what's going on the interior. Does that make sense?
It does. It does perfectly. So if you were coaching someone, if you're helping someone achieve their potential, does that energy management, is that something that's going on the calendar? How do you help people? Because I know in my own world, sometimes managing my own energy seems selfish. It's like, oh, well, you know, I've got to do that. Somebody's paying attention. Somebody needs that from me. And if I'm not doing it, then, you know, I feel guilty that I'm not meeting other people's expectations and I don't sometimes take care of myself and my own energy. How do we guard against that as leaders?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's a mindset shift. And I used to have that belief as well. And, you know, then when I realized that the performance of your team depends upon the energy that you bring to leading them, that's when I realized that that energy that you have every single day is going to be the make or break in the performance of your team and your company. So your personal energy impacts everyone around you, from family and personal life to professional life and everything in between. And so to me, I actually see energy management as a business growth strategy, as a core essential element of achieving your results and goals. Because if you go at it from the reverse of solely focusing on the business execution and the tactical implementation of things, you are not going to be able to sustain them for long enough or do them at a level of impact that's going to net the result that you want anyway. So it's like you can try to go around it. You can try to skip it. You know, I always find the people that are like, well, I'm sleeping 4 hours a night and I'm drinking 5 cups of coffee and I'm not exercising and I'm eating like crap because I don't have time. And I'm like, well, you know where that ends, right? Like it only ends in the same place every time. Burnout, breakdown, hospitalization, and losing the things and the people that you care about. So, you know, I really do see it as an essential, really to the point that, you know, my day begins and ends with meditation every single day. 8 hours of sleep is a non-negotiable every single night. Drinking water all day long every single day is something that I committed to like 10 years ago and I have never strayed away from. And actually, you know, exercise goes on my business calendar as a business objective in my week every single week because I believe that is so important to my ability to guide and lead and bring energetically to my company, my family, and my team what I need to in order to achieve my business and life goals.
I couldn't have said that better. I had a delivery driver who worked for me once and He ran out of gas. And I said, you know, how did you run out of gas in our truck? You know, I give you credit cards, you have all that. And he said, oh, I just didn't have time to stop and get gas. Yeah, but you've been on the side of the road for 3 hours.
Right.
And I think our leadership, that's sometimes what we're doing. You know, there's one other thing that, and there's a lot of things, but one of the things that we both share is this idea of balancing work and family. You know, one of the axioms here that we live by in our organization is family first. We used to call it choosing to cheat, but we don't cheat on things. But it's the idea that if you're going to have to make a choice between family and work, And for us, we've got a big organization. You have to choose your family. We'll cover you at work. But the reality is you got a laptop, you have an iPad, you have a smartphone, you're going to get the work done. But share with me your thoughts around this balancing of work and family and what advice you would give.
Yeah, well, to me, I believe building a family first business is the only way to build a business. And it's a concept that I talk about pretty much on a daily basis. So it sounds like you and I have a lot in common. So, you know, I think by even just owning that statement of, you know, I'm building a family first business and instilling that in the culture of the way that you build and run your company is key. But beyond that, you know, when I make decisions about the business, the first question that I always ask myself is this the right decision for my family? Is this going to positively or negatively impact my relationship with my husband, my ability to be the best parent I can be to my daughter, our ability to achieve our goals that we have set as a family, and weighing out, you know, the sacrifice versus the end result and really letting that be my guide in making that decision. But I would also say, I think one of the really big key things here is for the vast majority of people, so much time is wasted on the wrong things every single day that a lot of the sacrifices that we make that compromise our time or our energy with our families are really kind of selfish because they come out of a lack of discipline around the way that we manage our time. And I mean that in the nicest way possible, but it's true. You know, a lot of why people are cutting into family time and a lot of why they're sacrificing in the areas of their relationship or whatever the case, it really comes down to a lack of discipline around managing our time and using it to the best of our ability and being strategic versus just taking a whole lot of disjointed action, throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah, no, I think you're dead on. I think one of the other things, though, that goes into that is there's a lot of fear. So people don't know what the rules are in their own company. And so they fear being seen as vulnerable and not committed to their career, not seen as professional. I think women get beat up with this a lot in the workforce that, well, you know, if you're going home and take care of a sick kid, you must not really care about your career. So leaders have got to lead by example in this area. And I just wrote about a group in Australia where they call it leaving loudly. And so leaders have to announce they're leaving to go take care of their family. They're leaving to go to the gym. They're leaving to go to the doctor. And everybody in the organization knows that the boss left to go get an annual physical, or he had a sick kid at home and left, or she, you know, is going to the gym. Because if they see their leader doing it, they know it's okay to do all the way down in the organization. And people aren't fearful of being judged around this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I do think that we set the tone absolutely at the top of our organization. And that is going to be the culture that we create. And it's going to be how people ultimately feel. On the flip side, what I would say is very, very important is at the end of the day, an employer hires you to produce a result. And so if you're worried about, you know, needing to take time for family or other personal care related things that would cut into your hours or adjust your schedule, the best thing you can possibly do is outperform your expectations. Because at the end of the day, no one's going to care that you left early or had to, you know, do something specific for family or whatever the case, if you're meeting your expectations. And people are going to judge your commitment by your performance, not by the number of hours that you work. And if you're working for an organization.
Let's stop there on that. That's tweetable. Everybody who just heard that needs to understand that and retweet it. People are going to judge you by your performance, not the hours you put in. I think that's gold.
It is. And you know what? If you're working for an organization that measures performance by anything other than impact and results, get the heck out of there. Run screaming because they're missing the whole point, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Figure out who in your business is amazing and go to work with them because long-term, the biggest risk for you is staying in an organization that doesn't value performance over time put in.
1,000%.
They're not going to exist a year, 2 years, 5 years from now. Those who value people, performance, and the production that goes into that, they or some variation will be around forever. So You know, we touched on one thing there that I want to kind of go back to, and this is the idea of healthy living and lifestyles. So we've talked about energy and we've talked about family, but this idea of integrating, being a complete person, you know, we hear about life balance. I don't know what that means. I have an integrated life, but from your working with hundreds and hundreds of leaders and helping companies excel, what are the best doing around this idea of integrating their business life with their humanity?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would say look for opportunities to bring the two of those things together in a meaningful way, right? So for example, I work out with a trainer 3 times a week and my 3-year-old works out with us. And 3 times a week, she's having me role model for her why it is important to invest in your health, why it's important to be strong, why it's important to take time out of your day each day to make sure that you are energetically aligned with what you're trying to achieve. So that's a meaningful bonding experience. It's a teachable moment. It's a way for me to focus on self-care and also have quality time with my daughter. And that's something that's going to stick with her for the rest of her life. So look for ways to bring the different areas of your life together and bring the people that you care about into those things, make it count. So for example, you know, you don't need to always be out eating when you're trying to spend quality time with people. You can go for a walk in, you know, the park or on the trails local to your home. There's so many different ways and forms that quality time with people and things that you love can take place in a combined and integrated approach. You just have to take the time to think about it and make strategic decisions about your life versus kind of going through it, you know, always kind of too busy to slow down and actually think about what the best solution is.
That's a takeaway for today. You know, I had a management coach early in my career say, you know, the key to success is modeling behaviors, not lecturing on them.
Oh, yeah.
So I know we're up against a hard break, Kelly, and I'm so grateful for you being with us today. But if people want to follow you, they want to know more about you, where can they connect?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I go live every week on my Facebook page. It's Kelly Roach International, and that's a great place to connect and chat and interact live. So I would certainly love to see any of you guys there. Pop on my page and say hello for sure. And of course, Unstoppable Success Radio, my podcast, is live 3 times a week, and it is designed specifically for business owners, entrepreneurs, and executive leaders that want to drive their teams to a higher level of success. It teaches you sales and marketing, leadership, mindset, you know, all of those things that are going to add up to helping create your unstoppable success. So those are the two places I'd love to connect with people.
It's a great podcast. Our listeners know that I love podcasts and we share lots of podcasts, and Kelly's podcast, and I should spell it, it's KellyRoach for all of you out there going, how do you spell it? And it is an incredible podcast. And it's one of those that I regularly re-listen to. And for me, that's hard because I love so many voices, but I regularly have to back up and listen because, man, there's a lot of gold there. And so for me, my selfish side, thank you for what you're pouring into me. Thank you what you're pouring into people. And thank you for everything you do. And thanks for being here today.
Oh my gosh. Well, you just made my day. So I'm going to have a great day the rest of the day. Thank you so very much. And it was incredible connecting with you. You're a wonderful host. And I really hope that for everyone listening today, that each of you pulled at least one thing that you can go take action on right away to help you achieve everything that's meaningful and important to you in your life.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. What an awesome day. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for leading. Your communities, your companies, your organizations, your churches need you to lead and be great. And I really appreciate you and know that we'll always continue to be here for you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. And if you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you and grow our impact. Make sure to tune in every Monday for a new episode of the Always Forward Leadership Podcast.